Good morning, everyone. Welcome to our Community Corner Show for this 15th of March on KQWC Radio. Every Friday at this time, we talk about what's happening at the state legislature in Des Moines. It's my pleasure speaking with our state representative, Shannon Latham from Sheffield. Shannon, a very good morning to you.
Good morning to you, Pat.
Yep, it's good to be talking with you on such a beautiful, beautiful March day here in the state of Iowa. Well, you had another active week, from what I understand, in Des Moines, judging from all the activities with your fellow lawmakers.
That's right. Week 10 was another legislative funnel week. It's known as the second funnel. So that means that bills that started in one chamber must pass through a subcommittee and committee in the other chamber. So, for example, in the Iowa House, the Senate had sent us through the course of this session about 60 bills for us to make sure that we considered. And so that meant they needed to get through both subcommittee and committee by today in order to stay alive and be considered, for the rest of the legislative session. So just a quick review for people listening at home is a bill has to pass through both the Iowa House and the Iowa Senate with the exact same language, and then it can be sent to the governor for her signature. So we had a bounce-back bill, our first one of the session, that came back over with a language change from the Senate, so we passed that once again off the House floor. And really, I think the theme of the week, once again, for the Iowa House was school safety.
Mm-hmm. So, evidently, what was your bill that you thought was most important so far there, Shannon, in this session?
I do think just the way that times have changed in the world that we live in, you know, parents, children, we ought to be able to expect to go to school and be safe. So, unfortunately, the tragic events that happened at Perry really were a wake-up call, I think, to us, saying, hey, if a tragedy like that can happen in Perry, it really can happen anywhere. So that prompted some important discussions to go on. There's been a series of bills that have passed through the Iowa House to address school safety, and for example, we passed one on grants that could be used to help with emergency radios, with different types of equipment to help prepare schools. And so that was another one of the bills, I guess, that passed this week. Another thing that I have heard a lot about this session is just protecting local pharmacies. The middlemen, known as the pharmacy benefit managers, have really been, you know, taking a lot of unfair business practices. And what's happened is it's just causing a lot of our pharmacies to not get reimbursed at their cost of business. And they just, for some of the services they provide, they might not get reimbursed at all. So it's obviously hard to keep a business going. Unfortunately, we're seeing, you know, rural pharmacies especially close down at an alarming rate. So we passed House Bill 2401 to help protect those local pharmacies. I sure hope that's a bill that the Senate will consider this year. So, I guess those are another one, I guess, that was near dear to my heart that we passed this week was House File 2637, and that's an adoption tax credit. So right now, families that are adopting can get a tax credit for $5,000. Obviously, you know, costs have escalated on everything, including adoption. So our bill increases the adoption tax credit to $20,000. So I guess those are a few of the bills that passed through the Iowa House this week.
Any other special activities going on in the state legislature? Did you have some special visitors this week there, Shannon?
Yeah, I always enjoy visitors from, you know, constituents from back home. There were several days on the Hill, one of them being County Day on the Hill. So I met with supervisors, county auditors, folks who were at the Capitol for that. We'll see. Next week, as you know, Pat, is Agriculture Week. So that's mm-hmm. always a fun time with all the celebrations going on. I know pork producers will be in the house, so I hope to connect with them. They'll be doing a breakfast, I believe, on Wednesday. Next week, I'm going to be reading to several schools throughout the district, advocating for agriculture and reading some books in lower elementary related to that. And then I know also next week, like I mentioned, is Agriculture Day, so I'll be delivering an Ag Day prayer. There'll be just different celebrations going on for that as well.
Mm-hmm. Anything else major coming next week there in Des Moines for your...
Yeah, so I know the Iowa House is going to be debating both Monday and Tuesday. The debate schedule always comes out a day in advance. And so as far as like big topics, I'm not aware, but like we've said, you know, I think every week the session, there always seems to be one theme of the week or one big bill that really takes all the headlines. So we'll see what that is next week.
Mm-hmm. And I know that today is the deadline for those planning to run for office for the election coming up this year. Do you plan to run again this year there, Shannon?
Yes, thanks for asking, Pat. I did file my nomination forms. I greatly appreciate everyone's support. It has been absolutely my greatest honor to serve in the Iowa House for the past two General Assemblies, and really hope that I will get elected again, because I truly, like I said, it's truly my honor, and I would love to be back in this office again.
So you're going on for your third term, and again, correct, the papers have to be in by 5 this afternoon, so you are planning to run again as a candidate in the Iowa State House coming up later this year.
That's right, Iowa House District 55.
All right, which includes Hamilton, I believe, Hardin County, Franklin?
It's all of Hamilton, you're correct. All of Franklin, a little sliver of Wright County, and then just North Story, including Roland Story City area.
All right, so again, that's coming up later this year. And again, next week there, Shannon, we'll hear more from you and what's happening in the State House in Des Moines. Always a pleasure each week.
I'm looking forward to it. Yeah, it is a pleasure. Thanks so much, Pat.